Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, and welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn, your host, spiritual medium and spirit mentor with giftofspiritradio.com. Today on the show, we are having a spiritual reading hour, and the topic is on our beloved pets in spirit in heaven. We will be answering the questions, how can our beloved pets in spirit communicate with us? How are they able to bring us spiritual signs to let us know they are right there with us, loving us still? We have a special guest author who will be joining us in just a few minutes, Mary Beth Decker, animal communicator and author of the number one best-selling new book, Peace in Passing, Comfort for Loving Humans During Animals' Passing. We'll be opening up the phone lines later in the show, so please call in on 800-555-5453 for spiritual reading and or share your own stories of how your pets in spirit have reached out to you to let them know that they are still with you, loving you. First, I would like to share a story of my own of a beloved pet of ours that has been showing up and coming through the years behind the heavenly veil. Our 11-and-a-half-year-old yellow lab, Wrigley, passed away a few years ago. And this dog was our first baby before we had our son. We had Wrigley. Wrigley was a big part of our little family. We took him with us on our trips. He slept in our bed. He had play dates, and he had his own birthday parties. Wrigley was a sensitive, gentle, loving soul. When we had our son, Wrigley never left our son's side, as if he watched over him day and night, laying on his blanket next to him while our son played on the floor before he could walk, going up to sleep in our son's room until our son fell asleep, and then walking into our room. Wrigley was so in tune with everyone, and he was loved by many. When he passed, it was heartbreaking for all of us. The grief was so intense, of course. One night shortly after Wrigley passed, my husband and I were up in bed reading, and our house was so quiet, you could hear a pin drop. As we were reading in bed, I heard a faint, subtle bark that sounded exactly like Wrigley's barking. I didn't say anything. Then my husband looked at me, and I heard it again, and I said, "Are you hearing that?" I began to get chills all over, and my husband, who is somewhat a skeptic, says, "The barking." I said, "Yes, you hear it too." He said, "Yes, it sounds like Wrigley." I responded, "It is." With tears in my eyes, my husband and I just looked at one another in amazement. And Wrigley barked this happy bark a few more times, very subtle, very faint, and then it stopped. It was an amazing experience for Wrigley to come through in that way, to let us know he was okay, still with us spiritually, and very alive in spirit in heaven. This was especially helpful for my husband because when Wrigley passed, my husband was away on a business trip, and he was not able to be with us when Wrigley passed away. After this experience, Wrigley began to bring signs of his spiritual presence. One day, I was on my way into Chicago driving on a very sunny day, and I saw a yellow lab's face reflected on the back of a rearview window of a car. You know, when the sun shines brightly, you see like a mirror-type image on windows. Well, I really thought that dog in the back seat of that car looked just like Wrigley. And when I pulled up next to the car and looked in the back seat to get a look at this dog that looked like Wrigley, there was no dog in there. I was in awe, and my heart just filled up with love. Wrigley had appeared for a few seconds to let me know, I'm around you. Just think of me, and I will show you spiritual signs that I'm with you still. Our pets and spirit can bring us spiritual signs to let us know that they're still with us. And in these moments of experiencing these signs, you will feel their hearing and love again. Well, in just a minute, we are going to bring on an author who has written a book about pets in passing and finding the peace within. So we're going to check the phone lines right now on 800-555-5453 to see if anyone's on the phone lines yet. Not yet. Okay. Okay, great. All right. I think she's on the phone. So we're going to switch gears and bring on our special guest at this time. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being with us on the show. We're so happy and thrilled to have you. So I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
What led you to be an animal, a communicator?
Well, okay, you know, of course, I've been thinking about that a lot. I hope people get my sense of humor. So, you know, I did not come out of the womb speaking to animals. I'm not one of those people. I think that actually is maybe a good thing, because people who are interested in communicating with their animals, you know, they can start from where they are. But I did have a spiritual experience when I was a young kid, and I knew about spirit. And I think that kind of opened me up. But, you know, fast forward to about 10 years ago, I got the chance to be a Reiki master.
Mm.
And I had been doing other spiritual things. I did a lot of dream work. Cleared up a lot of stuff on myself. But when I think for me, when I became a Reiki master and started doing that, my animals started communicating with me.
Mm. But I really wasn't paying attention. Common. It's very common in
Reiki. Is that right? Oh, okay.
In Reiki work, that spirit starts showing up because you're opening yourself up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw that in many different areas. But, you know, was I got a little picture of my dog Timmy. He actually he's like the full body apparition in my dining room while I was making dinner, and I was, oh, Timmy, you look so happy. And that's great. Now I got to finish dinner. So, you know.
So you physically saw with your eyes open.
I did. It was like
your dog
sitting there.
Apparition, which I just talked about, which I saw once.
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I didn't really pay attention until Tibor came into our life. You could tell by the scars and his fear and anger and aggression that he had had a rough life in his young life. But I would sit next to him, and I would keep getting a picture of a man having his arm out and a dog, like a German Shepherd, running up and biting his arm. And it happened more than once, and I thought, wow, it is time to pay attention. And if you've ever seen videos or things about where they train dogs to be guard dogs, you know, the guys will put on these huge suits, kind of like, looks like Charlie Brown suits to me, and I think that's what I was seeing, was watching the dogs being trained to attack. But it wasn't his nature. He didn't want that.
Was this a rescue dog?
Oh, he was, yeah.
Oh, he was,
he
okay.
Has, I mean, he has scars. He's broken teeth. He came to us when he was about 15 months old.
Oh.
And they found him.
And bless you for taking him in. Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those, and I encourage people to do that. I looked in his eyes in the picture, and I said, that's the guy. That's the one.
I really believe that they actually choose us.
Oh, right? I do, too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think they want to be part of our soul families. And they are part of our soul families, and they do choose us. And we say, yep, I got it. Come on in.
Mm-hmm. So through working with him, what else showed up for you?
Well, after I started working with him, I realized I had already been doing healing because I, you know, Reiki is energetic healing, that I was getting other information and that I could actually communicate. I think the one thing that sticks out for me is I was communicating for somebody and her cat. I was really focusing at this point on healing, and I was getting the word cinnamon. And I thought, well, that might be something they use in Ayurvedic medicine. Oh, that's interesting. I got to tell her. And so I told her and told her, you know, the ruby kept saying, or I kept hearing cinnamon. And she said, oh, that was my cat's name before I got her. I renamed her. So I thought, the cat? Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cat is letting us know. I've made a real connection, conscious connection, and she's letting us know that, you know, she is there providing information. I'm not just doing something to her. You know?
Right, right. She's popping in and letting you know that you're open enough to receive
yep.
her
so
loving messages for her owner.
Working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
So but that started happening for you. Was it mainly pets that were knocking, or was it more than pets?
It was more than pets. I'm a nature lover, and so I got some training in it, and I started, you know, just kind of seeing if I could connect with other animals in my training. I connected with the ants that were in my house, and said, hey guys, you know, it's a bad ending for you to stay in the house. I'm going to give you a little offering outside the house. Could you please just stay out of the house, and we'll stop doing all the poison spray around the house. You guys just stay out.
And so you start to open up, but it sounds like that you have this loving communication, especially what I'm feeling, with animals.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell us about your book, Peace and Passing.
Well, yeah, Peace and Passing.
Why you wrote it and a little bit more about it. Yeah.
Okay. I was having the feeling to write a book, and you and I both know Gail.
Yes.
Gail.
And, yes.
Yeah. So she was saying, you know, there's just a ton of people I know who are losing their pets, mm-hmm. and they are distraught. Mm-hmm. And she says, you've worked with animals. You know, what about that? And I thought, that is perfect, because I'm really comfortable with animals and people who are transitioning. It's not frightening to me anymore. The sadness doesn't go away, but
it's all love and healing, right?
Right.
Right.
And I had a lot of good stories. I have just a ton of good stories about animals in my own family and in my clients' family and my friends. Even people who had passed it, you know, I've got messages from her horse to her before she passed. You know, those kind of stories that I thought, you know, this could really help people who are grieving over the loss of their animal. So I wrote the book, and I put those pictures in there. And it was really nice because a lot of people said, oh, my goodness, yes, you can tell my animal story. Let me share this picture with you. Let me tell you about this. So it was like a love fest. You know,
right. A lot of people came out of the woodwork, right, because they wanted
to
share with other people that they were receiving. Wonderful.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
So share with us. So this book, when did your book come out?
Oh,
I see it's the number one bestseller on Amazon.
Yep. We just got that. It came out this summer. It came out on my birthday, June 18th. And then I thought, you know, what's a good way to get the word out? And so we did a book launch and got a lot of my friends and and family and people who are, you know, keep an eye on me, to go out and let the friends know that the book was, you know, they could get it, and that we got it to number one on Amazon. And
oh, congratulations! That's exciting.
Thank you.
Very exciting. See, people want to know. They really do. They want to know if their loving pets and spirit can actually communicate and come through. And the answer is absolutely yes. So
yes.
Is there any story, favorite story in your book that you would like to share on this?
Well, one of the stories that I'd like to share, and it's a little bit of a before and after, with my friend Debbie's cat, Chasworth. Debbie is in Buffalo, New York, where I grew up, and I visit her. And so I knew Chasworth. We were buddies. And he was going downhill. He was just not doing too well. And so she called me up, and I checked in with him and gave her some information on what seemed to be the issue and how he was feeling. And so it is Buffalo, and it is before. It's in fall, in late fall. And I saw a picture of him. He showed me this. He's this little cute cat on a toboggan, and his front paws are on there, and he's standing upright, and he has this jaunty little scarf on, and he is sliding down a snow-covered hill, and you can see his excitement, and the scarf is going behind him, and he's moving fast. Okay, so we shared that. At that point, we weren't quite sure what was going on, so. A little while later, it wasn't that long, she called me up to say he wasn't doing well at all, and would I like to cut to see if he was ready to go. Just because I know him, I love him still. She said he was ready to go, but he didn't want to die alone. And that was actually a big deal because it was just him and her in the house, and she went out to work every day, so there was a possibility. So, it's showing up. So what she said was, I hear you, Chasworth. It's just when it seemed like it was the right time, she took him into the vet, and she stayed with him as he passed. Mm. And she knew that she had done for him what he had asked. And you still have grief, but she didn't have the guilt or the worry that it was the wrong time.
Right, because I believe that our pets let us know when it's the right time.
They do.
They really let us know.
They do. If we pay attention, we don't have to feel guilty over that at all.
So you saw the picture of the cat with the toboggan?
Yeah, so thank you. So afterwards,
yes.
I called her up and I said, do you know what he was telling us? And she goes, no. I said, he was going downhill fast, and he was excited about it. Right? So it's like, no, the body's given up. It's no fun anymore. I'm going down fast. I'm ready to leave my body, and I know these good things are coming. So it was just the perfect little picture.
It's the perfect picture and visual for the owner, because we want to hold on, right? We want to hold on.
Yeah.
And their bodies are letting go, and they are ready. I remember when I woke up one morning and Wrigley, our yellow lab, who I was just speaking about, was shaking, and he actually was not able to get up anymore. And he was putting his head, you know, in my arms, in my hands, and like hiding it. And my son came downstairs and he said, Mommy, it's time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so Wrigley was connecting with both my son and I. And he was letting us know that it was time. He was ready. He was ready to run again and catch those balls and all of that which he wasn't able to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So tell us, just in this last minute, where can people find you? Where can people get your book?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I have a website. It's sacredgrove.com.
Sacredgrove.com. Okay.
Yeah. And the book, there's a link to the book on my website, and you can go to Amazon. I've got it in paperback, a lot of great pictures, and it's all from Kindle. The pictures are there, too, so people can do it. They got a new app out. You don't have to buy a Kindle reader. You can download the app and read it anywhere. So it's
Okay. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all your beautiful work and your book. And I hope a lot of people go out and get that book today and buy it for any of their friends and family who have lost a loving pet. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gifts of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn, your host, and we've been talking about heartfelt animal spirit communication and sharing stories of how our beloved pets and spirit can communicate with us and bring us signs to help heal our grieving hearts. At this time, we are welcoming our listeners to call into the show on 800-555-5453, and we have a listener on the line right now on the show. Welcome, Kelly, to Gifts of Spirit Radio.
Hi, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for joining us. Okay, so you know this is like spiritual reading hour. We are speaking about our pets and our loved ones. So I'm going to connect for you, Kelly. So I want you to drop into your heart space and open up your heart, okay? And just feel lots of love and just bring in, think of your loved ones, think of your pets. Ask them to come through, and I'm going to open up for you at this time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so as I open up for you, Kelly, I am feeling a very excitable, loving mother energy for you.
Yes.
That is coming through, and she's pretty loud. She has a very big personality as she comes through, and she's mentioning you, and she's mentioning a Steve. Do you know a Steve?
Yes, that would be my husband.
Your husband. Okay. So she's bringing a lot of love to both of you right now, okay?
Okay.
And as I'm going in here and I'm starting to connect with her, well, she's very close anyway, I am seeing a white furry animal. Okay, so I'm going to share that with you.
Okay.
Is that resonating with you?
No, not yet.
Okay, so he may just be a companion that's showing up to help, because sometimes with the spiritual animals on the other side, there may be other companions that, that show up to kind of help, okay?
Okay.
Help with this. So I'm going to go back to your mom because she's right here as she's coming through. And she is coming through, and she's talking about you doing all the right things, and she is mentioning real estate with you. And she's also mentioning her summer home, and she's talking about how we're going to have good times there still. We're going to have good times there still, and this is going to continue. Even though your mom is in spirit, she will be around you, and you understand real estate, and you understand summer home, right? And,
yeah,
and
yes,
I'm also seeing the state of Florida as well in this image that she's bringing in. And this resonates with you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We my mom had a summer home in Destin, Florida that she was her favorite place in the world, and her ashes are scattered there. Some of her ashes are scattered there.
She wonderful, loved. Because she was showing like a almost like a for sale sign on the home. And that this home is now your home. So you understand that?
Yes, I do. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, wonderful. Now, as I'm going back in here, I am also seeing, I'm also seeing a golden retriever dog, type dog, that's also joining here.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead.
No, I'm just listening to you.
Okay, just listening. And so I am feeling dog energy, too. I just also felt a cat as well coming through. Your mom is the strongest, I'm going to say right now. Her energy is very, very full. She's kind of taking over here because she's going to take her opportunity as she's coming through. So let me continue to connect with her for you, some more messages
here.
And she's also bringing love to the daughters. Do you know the girls, right?
Probably her granddaughters.
Okay, her granddaughters. Are these your daughters?
One of them.
One of them. Okay, all right. So she is mentioning them. And I'm also hearing like a rose or Rosie or roses that is coming through. I'm feeling as well. She may be bringing you roses as a spiritual sign, too. Okay. Okay. And, I'm also hearing a name, too. I'm also hearing a name, like a Diana. I'm hearing a... and there's an A name, too. So she's really... I'm going to ask her to keep coming closer here.
Okay.
Because I am starting to feel a lot of animal energy. Here too. We have a lot of helpers today on the other side. Let me see what else here. Yeah, I'm also seeing a map. So I'm seeing like a worldly map. I don't know what that means.
Huh.
I don't know if your dog or your cat had a toy that had a map on it. This is also coming through. I'm working with images right now.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And can you also tell me about your pet? Is your pet a male?
Yes. Well,
in spirit. Okay. Hold on.
A few of them were.
Okay. Thank you. Because what your mom is doing and what I'm feeling too is there's male pet energy over here for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And there's also like an I name I'm hearing, like an I name, as well. All right. Hold on. Okay, and your mom is also saying that she does bring you doves. Okay, she does want to get that in that she brings you doves. Are you aware of that?
Yes, she has definitely done that, and I knew they were signs from her.
definitely done that. Very good, because
yes.
She really wants to make this clear that she does bring you. She does bring you dogs.
I know exactly what she's talking about. She brings them to that beach house.
Okay, wonderful. And also, would you understand German Shepherd?
No.
Okay, it's a dog. Is there a dog that you had that looked, that had a pointy nose?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, because I'm seeing the pointy nose, and when I think of pointy nose, I think of German Shepherds. Okay,
yes.
So I am interpreting that, but I'm seeing a dog with a pointy nose. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And on this dog, I am seeing, I'm seeing like darker colors. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yes, like browns, blacks. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and as this dog is coming through, he's like jumping up with his paws up, like you hold his paws and he walks. Okay, so he is showing this as he's coming through. And he runs around, there's a backyard, and I am seeing water or a pool or something like that. And he like runs around in circles, okay? So he's definitely coming through. Definitely coming through. He waited a little while. He wanted your mom to kind of build up the spiritual energy first, which sometimes happens. And is this a mixed breed?
No, but he looks like he is.
Looks like one, because I am seeing it doesn't, it's, I'm very familiar with a lot of breeds, but I'm seeing this dog with like a long nose. It's got like brown and black on him. It runs, it's fast. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Yes, got a lot of energy, a lot of energy. And it's a he,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes,
thank you, because that's the male energy dog that I was feeling from the other side. Wonderful. Let's see what else here. There's a jingling of a bell. There's like a jingling on his collar.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a bell there. It's like jingles. It makes a sound. So what I'm going to share with you right now is that as he comes through, he's telling me that he jingles this bell, and it's very faint and it's very subtle, and you may start to hear it now, okay, when he's spiritually around you, okay? So I'm going to leave that with you, Kelly. All right, and know that your beautiful, loving dog is with you spiritually and wants you to absolutely know that. So this is the Gift of Spirit Radio, and I'm Stacy Lynn with giftofspiritradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn. And on the show today, we're sharing and talking about how our beloved pets and spirit can communicate with us and bring us signs, filling us with their love to heal our grieving hearts. The loving bonds with our pets do not die. They're very strong. Think about it. Animals are so sensitive and so open in life, full of so much unconditional love. It's no wonder that they can be so strong in spirit for us and let us know that they're around us loving us still. I wanted to just share just the woman that was on in this last segment. Her dog was a blue heeler, and blue heeler breeds look just like German shepherds. And what's so funny about this is that the other day on the news, I saw a blue heeler dog. I'd never seen a blue heeler dog before. And it looks like a miniature German shepherd with a very pointy nose. So isn't that something? I got a spiritual sign of this blue heeler dog before this show. So that is just amazing. That's just so amazing of what spirit can actually set up for us and kind of orchestrate this before it even happens. So we are opening up the phone lines, and we have a caller on the phone, and the number is 800-555-5453. Welcome, Stephanie, to the Gift of Spirit radio show.
Thank you. I am so grateful to be here.
Well, we are so happy to have you. So I'm going to ask you to kind of drop into your heart space, raise your energy, and open up your heart and ask your loved ones and spirit and your pets to come through at this time, okay? And I'm going to connect, so it just takes me a minute to do that. So let's see who's here for you. So very quickly, I get this very big Benji-looking dog face that is kind of coming through to me. So I know Benji because I've seen those movies way back when, and it's like a Wheaton, a terrier?
Yes.
Thank you, because I'm hearing Wheaton. It's so funny, because I'm from Wheaton. So they're, like, working with my data bank, if you will. So I hear Wheaton Terrier. And I'm seeing this bright, just, beautiful dog that is coming through, very shaggy in the face. Okay, so let me work with him. It's a boy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, let's see this boy. I've also seen a blue tag on the collar, okay? There's a blue tag I'm seeing. It's blue, and I'm seeing a B. I'm seeing a B on that, okay? Like Cody.
Yes.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me about that.
His name is Brody, and it's his favorite color. My kids used to joke about it. Is blue.
Oh, wonderful. He's giving me lots of chills on that. Is he a Frisbee dog? Is he a Frisbee or a saucer dog? Because I'm seeing like a saucer toy. Just yes or no. Maybe he's starting to show something that I haven't interpreted quite yet. Okay, great. So his name's Brody. He's a Benji Wheaton Terrier dog. Wonderful, wonderful. And he loves the color blue because he's showing blue. And are there scarves on him, too?
Yes.
Thank you, because he's showing, like, these colorful scarves that you put around his neck because you show him off, right? You have shown him off for years. Okay? Very good. Very good. All right. And I'm seeing also, as he sits so nicely, I'm seeing his pink tongue, too. You understand he has a pink tongue.
Yes.
Very distinct. Okay, very good. Wonderful. And I'm also getting October, too. Do you understand that? Fall. Oh, it is October, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. Let me keep going.
Not resonating, but
it's okay. It's October right now, so maybe he's just bringing that through. Let me go back to him, wagging his tail. I see.
Always.
Okay, so he jumps on your daughter's bed. I'm seeing him jump up on your daughter's bed, and he really loves that, and he still does that. Okay, so he still does that.
Oh, yes, he did do that every night.
every night. Very good. He's showing her. He's showing this girl, saying that he loves to still jump on her bed. All right. Mm. Very good. Keep going. You're doing great. He's also bringing me through lessons. So was he trained? Was he, like, in a lot of training?
In the beginning, yes.
In the beginning, okay. Was he very well trained? Because he's bringing through lessons and training for him.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Very good. Yeah, he's very much about pleasing. Very much about pleasing you in every single way. You have still, I'm going to tell you, you have still an amazing bond with your dog, Brody. Amazing bond. And he's telling me, he's giving me chills, he's telling me that he's already brought you signs. He already has done that. This is how strong he is for you. You understand that, right?
He's given us several signs. And
thank you. Okay. He's also showing us, he's coming through, a tag sign, a dog tag. Okay. Okay, keep going. And he's also showing balloons. I'm going to bring that through, too. Balloons. You understand these signs?
I understand the tags. I feel
you
like
understand?
The balloons.
Okay, tell us about the tag.
On two occasions.
Mm-hmm.
On one occasion, it was a dog that looked almost identical to him, and we were immediately drawn to the dog. The dog came and sat on my lap, rolled over on its back, and I looked at the tag, and the dog's name was Brody.
Oh, beautiful. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that. When dogs that you do not know come and sit at your feet, and whimper, and I'm going to talk about this a little later in the show, know that they are bringing you a sign from your loved one in spirit, whether it's a pet or whether it's a family or friend, okay? That is very common. It's very, very common. So wonderful. Yeah. So do you know about the balloons?
No. I feel
okay.
Like
so he's bringing through balloons. I'm seeing red balloons specifically. So
okay.
When this happens and it doesn't resonate with you just now, within the next 12 to 24 hours, Brody is going to show you a balloon. Okay?
Mm.
Validating, this happens all the time, validating his spiritual presence in this reading. Okay?
Okay.
They don't just show just anything. They show things specifically to that either they have done, that you have experienced with them, that spiritual signs, or that they are going to bring the spiritual sign, okay? And then I'm also hearing his bark. I'm hearing his bark right now. And there is a back door that I'm seeing where he scratches there, and he barks there. And so he's showing this, okay. Mm-hmm. And do you understand California?
Yes, we live there.
You live in California. Okay,
that's
wonderful.
Because
as he's showing the back door and outside, he's bringing me to California. Okay, good. Have you gotten a new puppy yet?
Not yet. We had one in our home for a few weeks last week.
Yes, he's showing the puppy. Okay.
Oh, yay.
So he was with this puppy in your home because I'm like, where's the puppy? Is it in the home? Then I don't see it in the home. And then I'm like, have you gotten a puppy yet? Because he's showing a puppy. And he's saying it's time. It's time, he says.
He does.
He's saying it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a Wheaton Terrier puppy, please?
It was a Tibetan Terrier.
Yes. You will be getting another terrier puppy. This is what he's bringing through. He is going to choose it for you. It might be a female, actually.
Oh, and she was.
She was a female.
She was.
Okay, wonderful. So, these are some messages from your beautiful dog, Brody, in spirit. Know that he's going to be teaching this female many things and helping this female puppy train, okay, as well. So we are out of time right now, but I just wanted to send you lots of love and blessings of your dog to continue. And this is Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn with giftofspiritradio.com, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacey Lynn, your host of Spiritual Reading Hour, and today we have learned so much about how our beloved pets in spirit and heaven can and will spiritually communicate with us, making us feel their love to help heal our grieving hearts. Another spiritual pet story I would like to share this hour is about an Aussie Shepherd by the name of Ashley. I had taken her owner through a meditation to help her open up to actually spiritually feel her pet dog, Ashley, after she had passed last spring. And during the meditation, Ashley connected with me, and I was able to give a few loving evidential messages to her owner. Ashley showed me her physical appearance and began to bring thoughts of Georgia, where she came from, and that she had a blue eye and a brown auburn eye. I thought, how unusual is this, that she had two different color eyes? The owner shared, yes, she does. She's a red merle Australian shepherd who has two different colored eyes. The funny thing is, I am a huge dog lover, and I had never seen an Aussie Shepherd before until Ashley. And 2 months later, I was on a business trip in Idaho, and I went for a hike on this mountain. And I stopped to take a photo of the mountains and the water, and I heard whimpering. And when I turned around, there was an Australian Shepherd on a leash coming towards me, whining to be with me. I felt Ashley right away, and the owner of this dog said she's a rescue. She's not usually this social, and she's only been socialized in the last year. This sweet dog sat on my feet and would not move, pawing me and whimpering to pet her and hug her, and I felt Ashley say hello. I loved on the sweet dog, and then we both went on our way. And when I got back to the hotel room, I received a text from a close friend of mine who sent me a picture of a cloud formation in a state park
she asked me, what is in this cloud? And as soon as I looked at this picture, I saw a dog's face in the cloud formation. I saw Ashley, her blue eye and her brown auburn eye in this cloud staring back at me. It was miraculous and undeniable. I had so many chills. I felt from Ashley to send this to her owner right away with love. And I did just that, and it turns out it was her owner's birthday week. She was bringing birthday love with this amazing sign of her in the clouds. When I returned home that weekend, I was walking through our own town with my family, and I saw an Aussie puppy whimpering on a leash coming towards me. I felt so much unconditional love come in at that moment from Ashley and this pup at this moment, thanking me for following through, sending her owner her signs. Before Ashley, I'd never seen an Aussie Shepherd before. And I will be posting these pics with Ashley's picture in the clouds on our Facebook page, Touch 1M Hearts, that's the number one, later on after the show, and you can see them. Another personal pet story I'd like to share is after our Wrigley passed, we waited 6 months to get another Yellow Lab puppy. Our 8-year-old English Yellow Lab, Luna, was very lonely without Wrigley, as we were. A week after we got our new 3-month-old Yellow Lab puppy, Sunny, I received an envelope from Highlights magazine that my son used to get when he was little. And upon opening it, a plastic keychain fell out. And on the keychain, in yellow, it said, Sunny, with the number one, in big letters. I felt so much love at that moment that Sunny was brought to us divinely, which they all are, and Wrigley was involved in us picking Sunny and choosing his name. After Sunny was potty trained, we allowed him to go upstairs. And when Wrigley was with us, the upstairs was Wrigley's respite time from Luna, because Luna was 4 years younger than Wrigley. And every night when I drew a bath, Wrigley would run up the stairs and place his head on the tub asking for a little water. It was Wrigley's nightly routine. Then he would lay right next to the tub. Well, wouldn't you know, when Sunny was allowed upstairs, as soon as that bath started, Sunny, on his own, began running up the stairs, placing his head on the tub. And of course, I was amazed, and I cried when this first happened because I felt Wrigley's presence immediately through Sunny. And Sunny does this every single night a bath is on. When he hears the faucet of the water, he just darts up the stairs. Of course, I will say to you, our pets and spirit can blend with our pets here to bring us this undeniable sign of their spiritual presence and to have us experience their love again. And I have heard so many stories of how true this is when my clients have received spiritual readings from their pets and their pets come through and they do say, it's time for you to open your heart to have a new loving animal companion in your life. And it just happened in the last reading, as you heard. And we are meant to continue to open our hearts to these loving animals because we have such a beautiful, loving spiritual bond with them. And they let us know so much through signs and all sorts of ways that they are still with us still. It's not just limited to our family and friends in spirit. Our animals in spirit are, you know, so incredibly spiritual while they're here because they're so open. I mean, animals don't, you know, close down. They're very open and very sensitive, and their senses are so heightened. So it makes sense that these animals in spirit would be so, you know, incredibly strong for us. When I first opened up 5 years ago, I was easily brought to the you know, heavenly place where all the animals are. In my meditations, I could see it, and I started seeing all my loving dogs. I had like 7 dogs growing up. I had you know, many, I mean, hamsters and bunnies, and we had a blue and gold parrot macaw. Our house was full with animal love growing up. So
I just want to, you know, let you know that they are so strong and they can bring you spiritual signs. So be open to receiving that. Okay, this is Gift of Spirit Radio. I'm Stacy Lynn on Spiritual Reading Pet Hour and HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. 4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and this has been an amazing show. I would share in this last minute that our pets and spirit can come through to us in our dream state in meditation and through undeniable spiritual signs. Our pets are in the animal kingdom in heaven and are alive in spirit and well, where there are lots of green hills for them to run and play and all be with each other and have fun. In all my spiritual readings, I've seen them in the animal kingdom in heaven. Dogs, cats, parrots, bunnies, hamsters, to name some. They show their toys and their favorite things. They bring their names, and they're healthy and happy. After Wrigley passed, I received many emails and cards about the Rainbow Bridge poem. So I will leave you with this link that warmed my heart, and you can go to rainbowbridge.com. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio Show on HealthyLife.net, and you can find me at giftofspiritradio.com. Blessings of love and spirit.